Hello peeps, welcome to Music in Mind. This is episode 2 of the podcast and I'm going to be having a blether with Cliff Sharp. And Cliff is the medical director for NHS Borders and he's going to share some of his musical memories and we'll play them for you too. So it's good that you're up for a bit of a chat. A musical themed blether.
Yeah, and I think it's a really good idea. I mean, I don't know if you're aware of the things that go on in our dementia wards that were sponsored by Sally Magnuson with the Playlist for Life thing.
Yeah,
really great stuff. Which you know, you get elderly people who are becoming demented to outline their kind of 10 or 20 desert island tunes, and they put them on iPods, and it taps into parts of the brain and memory that otherwise you can't access. And it's I think it's a great idea. Everybody should be devising them long before they become demented.
I totally agree with you. Is that something then that's kind of that's really happening in NHS Borders just now, is it?
It is, yes. Throughout our, I mean, as I say, Sally Magnuson's been a huge national sponsor for this, having had, I can't remember which of her parents had dementia, I think it was her mum.
Yeah, I think it was her mum.
You know, went through that, and you know, as people become progressively more demented, the ways of tapping into your memories and your childhood and your family experiences and your loved ones is reached by music in a way that other things don't. So she was instrumental in our campaign with our inpatient dementia wards Melbourne ward to get iPods, little iPods with people's 20 tunes recorded on them, and it was a great exercise for people to work with mums and dads, to work with their families and their younger offspring to get their iPods together, and you see the pleasure it gives people.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, the whole process of collating that playlist, of pulling these meaningful bits of music and songs together.
Write them down now and make it easy for your family in the future.
Yeah, but even the process of doing that now is just... It just increases people's awareness, and you know, they really it develops a greater insight into their loved one, you know, their parents,
indeed,
whatever, in their own younger years and their musical taste, which kind of takes us to yours, I suppose.
My playlist.
Yeah. You sent me a wee list of a few tracks, which was great. I've had a wee look at it, and brilliant. We'll kind of go through that if you don't mind.
No, I'll explain where they come from.
Yeah. Let's take it one. Well, you know, in any order you like. This is
well,
your time.
Yeah. Well, I suppose I'll start in chronological order because it made me think when you asked what music or songs or tunes going back to childhood were memorable, and various things popped into my head.
Yeah.
And it came down, you know, and so in terms of my sort of, you know, pre-adolescence, it came down to a toss-up between two. And if we set aside Benny Hill's The Fastest Milkman in the West, I came up with White Horses by Jackie Lee. And obviously I didn't know that was who sang it at the time, but in the late 60s, this was an immensely popular television series about white Lipizzaner horses. I think in somewhere like Slovenia or somewhere like that. I had no idea that was the case. Yeah. And I wasn't that interested in the horses, but one of the young characters was very appealing.
Right, okay.
And there you are, 20, 50 years later, my wife actually has a white pony now. So what goes around comes around. But the tune was great, and it was a real childhood telly favourite that anybody over the age of about 50 will probably remember.
So, I mean, what did you have to dig deep in your, you know, your resources to come up with that, or
no,
did you
not just... really, just certain things pop into your head. And I'm of the era of the sort of late 60s and 70s when it was things like, you know, it was not great music, but things pop in your head like Gilbert O'Sullivan and Benny Hill, and the things that were on TV, they were few and far between, but the theme tunes just lodge in your head.
On white horses let me ride away to my world of dreams so far away. Days gone, when the stars are gone, a sad and very lonely day. That's when I softly sigh. On white horses, snowy white horses, let me ride away.
That they came up with Marvin Gaye's classic tune Sexual Healing from 1982. And that was in when I was at medical school in about second or third year, and I had met my first very serious girlfriend. So this was, we were very loved up, and this was our tune. And we're, that girlfriend was very dear to me, and is we're about to celebrate our 35th wedding anniversary in a couple of months'
special.
Time.
Yeah. Oh wow, that is really special. Great.
So that's quite nice, and that's you know, that's one of our favourite songs. It reminds me of the pub in Lothian Road in Edinburgh where we'd often go for a drink, the Burnt Post, which is now converted into something else, but again, people might remember that as a favourite watering hole for anybody that lived in that neck of the woods in Edinburgh. Sexual healing,
love tonight.
Was Danny Boy by a particular version by Frank Patterson, Ireland's favourite tenor, I think was his sobriquet. He's dead now, but he recorded this in 1990, and it's a favourite because we have a great affinity for Ireland. My wife has Irish ancestors, and so do I. Mm-hmm. And we went back and forth to Ireland lots and lots when the kids were wee for holidays in County Kerry. Mm-hmm. But it's also, so it's a really favourite tune that brings back one really nice evening in a pub in Killorglin, in the southwest of Ireland, County Kerry. And it's also one of the best scenes in a marvellous gangster film called Miller's Crossing, where Albert Finney takes a submachine gun and sees off three assassins to the background music of this particular version of Danny Boy. So it's a great song for many reasons, holidays, sentimentality, and a fantastic film.
Yeah, it sounds a bit incongruous though to have a song like that.
Have you ever seen it? You should go on YouTube just Google it in Miller's Crossing, Danny Boy, and you will see the scene. It's operatic and it's in the way it's done.
Yeah, I will have a look at that. It's a curious one, Danny Boy. I work a lot with older adults, and that particular song, you know, it can go in any direction in terms of how people respond to it. You know, some people really love it, and other people it's deeply sad. You know,
is sad, and you can love it at the same time. Yeah. I think it reminds people of being parted from loved ones. Mm-hmm. As you go through your life, you lose your nearest and dearest and friends one at a time. And particularly if people have lost someone young in their life that they were very close to, I think it causes memories. But there's also, I guess for people that don't like it, there's an element of sentimentality about it, which may be a bit over the top. Mm-hmm. But I like it.
Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone and all the roses falling. Tis you must go, and I must bide. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when the valley's hushed and white with snow. Dead I well may be. and kneel and say an Ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft tread above me, and and I will sleep in peace until you come to me.
I was wondering if is there anything to, you know, from the songs that you reflect on, and you can look back and in your life, and they resonate in some way. Is there anything more recently, like over? Is there anything from, say, something from your past that musically that resonates now, particularly? You know, given what we're going through.
Well, I think the one that I've been thinking about really is we're going through a terrible, terrible time just now with huge anxiety, the lockdown, people stuck in the house at home. Mm-hmm. But I think what if you're lucky enough to have a garden, or even if you've just been out for your hours walking a day, mm-hmm. I think with the traffic going quiet and the roads being much less busy and people being much less focused and worrying about work and the daily troubles of life, I think people have actually realised how amazing it is to sit in your garden and look at the shrubbery and listen to the birds. People's awareness of bird song has become huge this last few months. They've been there all the time, of course, but we've never really necessarily sat down and taken the time to listen to it. And I think that's the song by Nina Simone, Feeling Good, where she talks about the dragonflies flying high and the sea, the water and the rivers and things like that. I think an appreciation of just the natural wonders around us, when you just have the time to sit and look and feel the fresh air and look at the trees, I think that is hugely soothing and makes people feel much closer to nature and much more at peace with themselves, despite all of the stuff that's going on. Yeah. And just that time away from the hurly-burly of daily life, and you know, I appreciate that many people have got lots of worries just now about income and the future and the economy and all the rest, but if you just live in the moment, I think that has been a really good thing that perhaps will come out of this last few months of awfulness with the coronavirus.
Yeah, I mean, the song Feeling Good, the lyrical content of that is, really can strike a chord just now.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more to that song, isn't there? There's a lot more to, you know, the person behind the song, the performance, the voice, the kind of strength and power that's there. There's a lot in it.
And she was, Nina Simone was a very troubled person. She, as you know, as I said when I was thinking about this, she had bipolar disorder. She was quite volatile. She had her ambition to be a concert pianist thwarted basically by racism and the prejudices of the time. And she poured all of that out in her songs, and she found comfort and solace and worldwide appreciation by the music that she produced and the feeling that she put into it, and you know, the freedom that the music gave her, and that's mentioned in Feeling Good itself. It's an amazing song.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me, yeah. It's a new dawn, it's a new day. It's a new life for me. Ooh, 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 ooh. I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me, and I'm feeling good. Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a new world and a bold world for me. When you shine, you know how I feel. Scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and I know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Moving on from that, we're going to get quite a few songs into this, I think, which is great. Great. We're going to share the music. Where are we heading to now, then?
Well, the other one that I think is a good one for people to think about at such a time as this is Piaf's. These are all very old songs, aren't they, when I think about it?
Yeah.
Edith Piaf's Je Ne Regrette Rien. Again, it's become a tune widely known, widely understood. Edith Piaf was another very troubled person. She had difficulties with alcohol and drugs and disappointments in relationships and life and a lot of misery and hardship to deal with. And again, she poured that out into her songs and the emotion that she delivers with it. And this is one of those that, in essence, says that, you know, the past is the past. It's another country. You can't do much about that. You can just live with it and soldier on, but and look to the future. And I think, again, that's an important message at a time like this, that we're going through what we're going through. People are doing their best. There's no point fretting too much about all the difficulties and hardships people have had in the past. It's about how we try and cope and deal with the future and make as much of it as we can. And again, I remember a night when I was on holiday with my wife in the early years, we went into a nightclub in a basement, a Kiev, basically, in Paris, and there was a fantastic rendition of this by an Edith Piaf impersonator or tribute act, and it was amazing, and it's stuck with me ever since.
Non, rien de rien. Non, je ne regrette rien. Ni le bien. Mes chagrins, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro. bien qu'on m'a fait, ni le mal, tout ça m'est bien égal. Non, rien de rien, non, je ne regrette rien, car ma vie, ça commence avec toi.
Edith Piaf is another one of these performers who, I guess over the years, you know, people know the name and they, you know, they can maybe conjure up images of, I don't know, maybe wartime France or something, I don't know, later than that. But to actually put on an Edith Piaf recording and listening to her voice, it's so rich.
Yeah. And I think for anyone, again, it highlights the fact that music can be both a kind of expression of how you're feeling, a creative way of dealing with all of those things, and also a comfort that other people have been through the kind of things that you have been through if you're having difficulties.
Okay, well, you have... I think one other choice.
Yeah, there was one final one. Yeah. And again, if you want to relate it to the current experience, I mean, many people are in lockdown at the minute. They're unable to work. They're at home with their nearest and dearest and their families. And we're aware that for many people that can loosen the relationship and make the bond stronger. But we're also aware that there's been a rise in domestic abuse and violence and awfulness for some people as well, where their relationships aren't strong. So I think the song She by Elvis Costello from 1999 is a brilliant song by a man with an unconventional voice who pours his own feelings into what was Charles Aznavour's original. And you know, it describes the ups and downs of family life and the relationships that people have, and it sums up my good lady to a major extent. Love her to bits, but if we were stuck at home with coronavirus for a month, it wouldn't be the virus that killed me.
She may be the face I can't forget, the trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care for through the rough and ready years. Me, I'll take her laughter and her tears and make them all souvenirs. For where she goes, I've got to be the meaning of my life is she.
That's great. Thanks, Cliff. Thanks
for at all. Well, thank you very much for inviting me to do it. I've really appreciated it. It's been great fun.
Super.